I hope you are having the best day, but if you're not, I'm telling you, after you watch this message, your day is gonna get a lot better. We are so excited around here because today we can tell you officially that Overflow the album is out now. Yes, you heard me, it is out. Your favorite songs, Overflow, Nothing At All, Evidence, what else is it? It's Anchored and Siempre Conmigo and Yahweh. And we get to worship with the songs that have been the sound of this house. Now you get to worship with them every day at the gym, with your kids, in the car. And two things I'm asking you. Number one, I want you to go actually buy it. We found out that it costs $5.99 to represent. And if all of us use our literal resource that we have, we can make an impact and put Christ in the middle of culture through this music. And the second thing is, I want you to make a reaction video to your favorite song. You worshiping to it, you journaling to it. I want you to send it back to us so that we can amplify that sound to the entire world. People need to know that there are people out here that worship God in spirit and in truth. And we're just adding music to it to allow us to all live transformed lives. I love you. I'm excited. Go listen, go buy, go stream, share it with everybody. This message right here is going to teach you how to live in the overflow. God bless you.
Welcome to week 6 of a series we're calling Living in the Overflow. If you're going to live in the overflow, give God one big shout of praise. All right. We have gone through a bunch of weeks of this series, and if you have not caught any of them, I need you to go back and watch all the other 5 because it leads up to today's message, okay? And this is what, I can't really take a bunch of time, so I gotta cut straight to the point. First point, overflow is connected to ordinary. The world lives their life in spectacular and sensational. And the Bible talks about how God pours out his spirit on ordinary people doing ordinary things consistently in obedience. And so many of us want the overflow of God. And he says, because you won't do the ordinary, I can't release the overflow. I just felt people get tight in here. So I'm going to have to break this down. And this is a fun analogy. Me and Natalie got to go to one of the playoff games in Dallas a week ago. And, you know, anytime I go to a game or anything like that, I'm representing Transformation Church or representing. So I get a text from my friend. It's like, we see you. And I was on ESPN. Yo, I don't got no shame. I turned it around, showed them Transformation Worship. And all the people were reposting it because, you know what I'm saying, if I'm going to be somewhere, I want them to know who I represent. And so, last 30 seconds of the game, I'm on there with my represent sign, cheering for Oklahoma City. They lost. Anyway, send prayers. But then I had somebody comment, it must be nice to go to date night courtside at the game. And the answer is, yes, it is really nice. But let me be clear, it's top tier. Okay, but thank God for the person who gave us those tickets. It was a blessing. Although you know how much those tickets, you don't know what's going on. But anyway, the truth of the matter is that was an extraordinary date night. But most of me and Nat's date nights, ordinary. Yeah, yeah, yeah. 52 weeks in a year, 52 date nights for us. Only about 4 of them are extraordinary. The rest of them are us sitting in the car outside of our house, eating food that we just drove to pick up to go, and talking about what we desire to do when our children are out of the house. It's ordinary. And it's the backdrop of ordinary that makes our love extraordinary. It's the backdrop of taking the trash out and actually saying I'm sorry and actually hey, you good? Do you want the temperature down? Okay, it's okay. I'll freeze tonight, Natalie, and that's my life every night. It's the ordinary. And I have to bring this to our church, because if we do not fall in love with the blessing of ordinary, we despise most of our life. Okay. Because the goal of life, watch this. I'm really offend a few people right here, but I need you to hear me. The goal of life is not goosebumps. Ooh, I felt that. Ooh, that was so good. It gave me goosebumps. And the church has done a bad job at that. As you come to this Sunday experience, this is a sensational, amazing presentation of what we do with creativity and singing and excellence and production and programming and anointing and power and prayer for 2 hours once a week. But this is not where you develop as a believer. Some of y'all want a gold star for showing up to the game, but you never show up to practice. Or let me reverse it. You want a gold star for showing up to practice. This is practice. The Bible says this is to equip the saints to go out and minister to people. And you never show up Monday through Saturday at the game at your job. I went to church. You went to practice and ain't made one shot. And you haven't even taken a shot in the real game. Well, I don't want them to be offended, but they're dying. They're lost. They're in a lifestyle they don't want to be in. They dress it up to make themselves feel better and get a like on a social media platform, but they're waiting for somebody to have the boldness to step across the line of comfortable and tell them that there is a Jesus that loves them unconditionally and that you were at the same spot that they were at. And don't be fooled by what I look like today, because I was a wretched mess before Jesus found me. Where are the real people in this building? But if you're looking for the goosebumps every time God moves, you'll miss God. Because the overflow comes out of the ordinary. Okay. Romans 12, 1. This is our foundational scripture as a church when we talk about transformation church. But I want to read it out of the Message version today. It says, so here's what I want you to do. God helping you do this, okay? Take your everyday ordinary life. You're sleeping, you're eating, you're going to work, you're walking around, and place it before God as an offering. What if the greatest offering you give is not an amount of money? What if the greatest offering that you give is how you eat, how you sleep, how you go to work, how you show up, how you love, your ordinary life? He said, place it before God as an offering. Embracing what God does for you is the best thing you can do for him. Embracing what God does for you, the love that he has given, the grace that he's shown, the ability to speak and tell other people about the gospel. Embrace what he's done for you. It is the best thing you can do for him. Don't become so well adjusted to your culture that you fit into it without even thinking about it. This Bible verse was eating me up. Some of us are so adjusted to how culture does things that we just do it and don't even think about it. A trend is going on, you just do it and don't even think about what it means. There was a trend that was going on, y'all know the... I saw the trend, I was in Egypt, and I was by sand, and I did the thing. And then somebody's like, does he know what the song means? I was like, I have no idea. I don't know what language that is. I don't know what is going on. And I was going along with what was happening in culture. Oh, a pastor don't talk about his own issues and going and God checking him. I was just going with it without even thinking about it. Why are you saying this? Because it can happen to anybody. That we can become so ingratiated into the culture of money, into the culture of business, into the church culture. That you go along with things and don't even think of it. He said, don't go along like everybody else. He said, instead, somebody say instead. Fix your attention on God. You'll be changing or transforming from the inside out. Readily recognize what he wants from you and quickly respond to it. Obey. Unlike the culture around you, always dragging you down to its level of, watch this, immaturity. God brings the best out of you, develops well-formed maturity in you. It sounds like that God wants us to have mature fruit. The word of the year at Transformation Church is fruit. And the only way you get good, juicy fruit is that it matures. It's not undone. It's not, the word is, it needs to be ripe so that it can actually have the fullness and people can taste and see that the Lord is good. But that means we have to be okay with the ordinary. How many days does a fruit, an orange, sit there and nothing changes? It's the same as yesterday. Same sun, same rain. Same sun, same rain. Same sun, same rain. And then one day, it gets mature enough to be heavy enough to fall off of the tree. And that's when it gets harvests. And that's when the harvest comes and then it gets shipped out all over the world. So many of us want to be shipped out all over the world. And we have not stayed in the same place long enough to have enough weight to actually be dropped off of anything. Do y'all hear what I'm saying? And so what I'm telling you right now, write this down. Our job is ordinary. God's job is overflow. If you do the ordinary thing, you keep showing up, you keep getting them kids ready for school, you keep serving on that team, you keep saying I'm sorry, you keep asking for clarity, when you do the ordinary, God provides what? Overflow. I said when we do the ordinary, God provides. And most of you have been annoyed with ordinary. You despise it, you disdain it, you don't like it. What y'all doing this weekend? Oh, I'm trying to turn out, I'm trying to be outside. You need to be doing the ordinary right now. Wash your clothes. You need to. You're going to buy more clothes because you can't find the clothes you already bought because they're dirty. And what happens is if you would do the ordinary, it's a small example. But think about how much we lose not doing the ordinary. I just think about, you got my phone? Where my phone? I bring that up here. I'm just thinking about how ordinary things turn into overflow. Like how very simple moments. Remember I just said ordinary is our job. Overflow is God's job. Just give it to me. So this is what I found. I found the original recording of me in my car at like 6 a.m. Literally humming the melody of Overflow for the first time. This was August 15th, 2022. And this is how this song started. Watch this.
Overflow in my soul.
That's the beat.
In my soul. Oh, bum, bum,
okay. Let me show the pre-chorus. Watch this. Watch it. This is the first time I see. Watch. It's crazy.
In a giant. In a giant.
Ordinary. I was in my car. Nobody was singing it in stadiums in Africa. Nobody was jumping around. Nobody was in the studio. Nobody was asking for this song. But in a moment of me being intentional with, watch, the ordinary, I got the melody. God said, capture it. Do, 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 do. Bam, bam, like. And ordinary is my job. See, the reason you don't believe this is because I have 75 other voice notes like that. And none of them are world-renowned songs. Because I have mastered the art of doing the ordinary. And if I do the ordinary, when God breathes on it, when God says that one, when God uses the moment, overflow is his job, okay? The reason I'm telling you this, watch this, because at some point, overflow does become ordinary. There was a time where I was believing God to preach at a big church. 2015, oh God, if you would just allow me to just be invited to one. I was dealing with insecurities. I wanted people to know that I was gifted enough. I was struggling with not being able to go to school and seminary, and God just ripped me into this thing like a Saul to Paul conversion, then going and preaching the gospel. I'm like, what are you doing? God, I need to be affirmed by him. He's like, yeah, you don't need to be affirmed. He said, you've been verified by me. And I was like, well, Lord, if, okay, that's great, but like if there could be, come on, let's be honest. Sometimes God tells us, I called you, and you'd be like, that's good. Could you tell somebody else that you called me as well? Maybe with a big following. Oh, y'all gonna leave me out here by myself? Come on. And when I was in that season, the Holy Spirit said, yeah, I'm gonna do all of that. The Spirit Bank Event Center will be Transformation Church. 37 days, people don't really realize what I'm saying. 37 days into me being a pastor, he told me to write down that vision in Crazy Faith. When I did it, he told me, but I was still looking for affirmation and confirmation from somebody else. Now, we meet in an arena every Sunday. Watch this. And the scary thing is, it's normal now. What used to be the cry of my heart is now normal. And so if you do not learn how to be content in whatever season you are in, when God does do the big thing, it's just a matter of time before that thing becomes not enough. And if you don't know how to manage in contentment whatever season God puts you in, you will despise looking for spectacular and outstanding. And God says, I have now made the overflow ordinary. And some of y'all are despising where you are, but it is the place you prayed to be. And I came to help change your perspective right now. I feel this thing in my toes, that God is requiring you to be okay with ordinary. Write it down like this. Ordinary is okay. Y'all, this is a tension of my life. I have people in this room that could expose me of how much I want to go and do and impact the world for my the kingdom of God. Like that's my energy. But God gave me a wife that wants to stay at home and raise kids and go to the park. And I'm like, we can go to Peru. And she's like, park. And there's a tension there because every day I'm like, let's take over the world. And she was like, take out the trash. I'm not playing, y'all. And I believe it's the best thing God ever did to me. Because I would live my life in the realm of spectacular had God not given me a buffer to appreciate the ordinary. All my kids, my Bella, oh God, y'all pray for me because she's turning into a tween.
And stuff is starting to stuff. And she's starting to want to look cute and put on lip gloss and have my mom, would you slick my edges? I'm like, let them be frizzy. Let them frizz. Pray for me. But the truth of the matter is, my daughter, she was with me the other day, and she just looked at me. She said, Dad, I was like, what? She said, I just love you. If I was out doing the extraordinary, I would have missed the what? And I found out that when people get older, they don't want extraordinary. After you've done all the extraordinary, the ordinary things are what bring you the most. This is why we can't fall into the trap of culture. Where are they going on vacation? What are they doing? How many business? 10 exit. How many 10 exits are going to lead you to having an ex-wife? I'm just telling you, how many times you turning it over and flipping it and making it bigger till that hole on the inside of you is filled. I'm in people's business right now, so I have to go, okay? If you don't embrace the blessing of ordinary, watch this. I need everybody to write this down. If you don't embrace the blessing of ordinary, you live most of your life frustrated with most of your life. I'm gonna say it one more time. If you don't embrace the blessing of ordinary, you will live most of your life frustrated with most of your life. Because 90% of your life is gonna be ordinary. It's gonna be, Father, help me today as I go to this job to not kill nobody and not to say anything that incriminates me, Lord. Give me peace to talk nice to that man. It's your husband, but you call him that man. And Father, give me grace for all of them. Them kids that look like me. There's no, my prayer life doesn't look like that every day. It's an ordinary giving. It's ordinary for me. It's not a $1,000 line that the prophet tells me to come give in. Today, I feel God in this vicinity. There's a $1,000 miracle. Everybody in this line that stands up for $1,000, God is gonna. That's manipulation. What needs to happen is, Holy Spirit, lead me today on what to give. Scott is my witness. Before we walked out here, what I tell you go do? I said, go to the bank, give me $500. I gotta give it to somebody. I just wanted to use a bathroom. Am I telling you? I just want to go to the bathroom. And the Holy Spirit said, give that young man that money today. I looked at my wallet, I didn't have it. He said, that's not what, go get it. That was no offering line. That's nobody asking for it. For me, generosity is ordinary. And this is where we miss out on the blessing, because we don't put it on the backdrop of ordinary. What are you doing consistently that does not have to be spectacular, that allows God to produce the overflow in your life? Okay, we got to get out of here. The only reason I can say this is because Jesus picked ordinary for his message to overflow. The Bible tells us that Jesus picked ordinary guys and said, y'all gonna be the ones to take my message to the whole world. He didn't pick people who were in high governmental, if it was me picking, I would pick the greatest entertainers of the time. I would have picked the people in government. I would have picked the finest person, the strongest person, all the people who could actually lead people. Yeah. Jesus is like, you fish, right? Oh, come on. You a doctor? Yeah. Not a good one. Your practice is, okay, come with me. Like, think about it. Ordinary. I'll prove it to you. Acts chapter 4, verse 13. This is after John and Peter were healing a man because they had been given dominion or authority by Jesus. They go to heal people, and the people got mad about it because they're like, how are y'all doing this? And this is where it picks up. The members of the council were amazed when they saw the boldness of Peter and John. For they could see that they were, watch this, ordinary men. The power of God is shown on the backdrop of our ordinary lives. They were amazed, not that they were extravagant men. They were amazed that they were ordinary. When's the last time somebody was amazed that you were ordinary? Think about that. Amazed by your ordinary consistency. Amazed by your ordinary practices. Amazed by your ordinary principles that you instill into your kids. It says they were amazed because they could tell they were just ordinary men with no special training in the scriptures. But they also recognized that those men have been with Jesus. You want to be extraordinary? Be ordinary and be with Jesus. That's your message today. You want to do great things where people can be like, how in the world did they do that? Be ordinary, be with Jesus. People will be amazed. This is why no matter who comes or goes, because God's called me here, I'm going to show up. They're going to be like, is Mike Todd still pastoring that? I thought the spit was going to take him out, baby. And I'm going to be here doing this ordinary preaching. Thank you. My timer, that was my timer. Bow. I'm going to be right here doing this ordinary preaching over and over for whoever wants to hear it and pointing people to Jesus. And taking long worship breaks. Why? Because I love God and I love music. And like, and maybe somebody that's in Europe will be watching on YouTube. And maybe almost 8 years later, you'll get to meet them in person and they'll kind of look like Adele. For everybody watching online, that's somebody that's really here. And maybe the transformation that's happened in their life was the amazing thing that God did, because we were ordinary and we got with Jesus. Will you stand all over this building? Jesus has never needed outstanding to do overflow. That woman in 2 Kings with the oil in the jars. Oil in jars are ordinary. David and the sling, a slingshot back in that time, that was ordinary. Moses and the staff that turned into a snake and then turned back into a staff. Did y'all see the miracle? Everybody thinks the miracle was the staff going into the snake. But when it started moving, most people would have slithered away. The real power was when that crazy thing turned back into something ordinary. The fish and the loaves, ordinary. A baby being born in a manger, ordinary. The cross at that time, ordinary. A tomb, ordinary. The Bible even says that Jesus was an ordinary looking guy. I know y'all see all the Brad Pitt pictures of Jesus, and that is not what he looks like, but you got it in your house. Blonde hair, blue eye, he did not look anything like that. But what I'm saying is, we think he's like walking in like Fabio, like the king is here. Like that. The Bible says that he looked so ordinary, Jesus, that Judas had to kiss him to be able to identify which one they were supposed to take. But the overflow comes out of my obedience in the ordinary. Today, all I want to do is pray that you would embrace ordinary. You would embrace your family dinners and the walks in the park. And the phone calls to loved ones who live in different cities. And the date nights in the driveway with takeout. What if I told you you could enjoy more of your life and it doesn't have to change? Think about what I just said. That if you would embrace the ordinary things, some of my single people in this room is like, I can't wait to be married. Enjoy. Turning on whatever you want, having the degrees set to whatever you want, walking around in how much clothes you want to or no clothes. My little kids, I can't even be naked in my house. They're like, cover up. But you could really embrace the ordinary and find so much more joy right now. Instead of wishing, the other thing you may not need to cut off is access to everybody else's ordinary. Because the quickest way to kill something is to compare it to something else. So you could have joy in your life until you see, they went on vacation this week, I had a staycation. And it was like, but that was okay for you. Until you compared it to somebody else's. Could you lift your hands all over the world? God, help us all. God, I am up here preaching this message, needing your help with it right now. Help me embrace the ordinary. Because I know you want to overflow in my life and in every life that is listening. Today, Father, we're asking that you would give us the ability to not be conformed to the patterns of this world. Because the truth of the matter is, we will never, ever be able to quench that sensationalism desire on the inside of us. Because it just keeps growing until we change the goal, until we change the focus to you. So, Father, we can hope for a bigger house, but let us fall in love with the one we got. God, we can believe for a better relationship, but God, let us treat the relationships we have with intentionality and love. God, I can want more members in this church, but Father God, let me know the ones I got right here, God. Would you overflow out of our ordinary? Our ordinary prayers, our ordinary worship, our ordinary offerings. The things we do consistently, Father God, would you make us more consistent in them? But then would you just, on the backdrop of us doing and falling in love with the things you ask us to do, would you just do what you do? Do the exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask, think, or imagine? The ordinary is our job, but the overflow is yours. So we step out of your position, God, and we stay in ours. And today, God, I thank you that you are going to do something amazing in the lives of all your people. Even in that same attitude, there are some people in here that don't know Jesus. Some people watching that may not know Jesus. And I need our church to begin to pray right now because there are souls in the balance. It's so crazy that our Savior was an ordinary man that did an ordinary thing, but with supernatural instructions. And it caused freedom for anybody who would believe. Now it's so crazy that God would allow our eternal salvation to be hinged on something very ordinary. If you confess and believe. Those are two very ordinary things, but according to Romans 10:9, if you confess that Jesus Christ is Lord and you believe that in your heart, you will be saved. This is not an extraordinary ritual or process that he makes us go through. It's something very, very what? Ordinary. So today, I want to offer you the overflow of God's goodness and grace and mercy and healing and deliverance and correction and I could list all the things God will do for you when you come into salvation. But it happens with something very ordinary. And on the count of three, if you want to make Jesus Christ your personal Lord and Savior, I want you to just shoot your hand up in the air. This is the thing that took me from being a liar, a manipulator, addicted to pornography, somebody who had a lot of bad things in their heart and was headed on a path of destruction. And I accepted Jesus as my personal Lord and Savior. And it did not change everything in my life. It gave me the one who does change everything in my life. And today, the man I am, it's not perfect, but it is progressing. Because I did the ordinariest step of saying, Lord, I can't do this alone. Will you come do it with me? If that's you, I want you to raise your hand in the room or online. One, you're making the greatest decision of your life. Two, we've been praying for this day for you for a long time, and your name is gonna be written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Three, I want you to shoot your hand up in the air. I see you. I see you. I see you. I see you. Oh my goodness, I see you. I see you. I see you. I see you. Come on, church. Thank you, Lord. I see you. And even if I don't see you, God sees you. And at Transformation Church, we're a family. Nobody prays alone. So would everybody just lift their hands and say, God, thank you for sending Jesus just for me. Today, I believe he lived, he died, and he rose again for my freedom. Change me. Renew me. Transform me. I'm yours. I'll do the ordinary and you do the overflow. In Jesus' name, amen. Can we celebrate with heaven? Oh, y'all, come on. Lue, lue, lue. Hey, I am praising God. The Bible says heaven is turning up over one person that gets saved. If you made that decision, I want you to text SAVE to 828282. We want to walk with you. I want to meet you. Our team wants to help you. I believe this is going to be the greatest season of overflow in your life because we're going to do the ordinary. Amen? Amen? Hey, listen, if you need prayer, right back in the back of the building, there are people ready to pray for you. I'm going to ask the worship team to come up. We're going to sing one more song. We're just going to worship him. If you want to stay in this presence, if you want God to correct you in some areas or give you vision, if not, we have an amazing, amazing, amazing church service planned for you next week. Come back, invite some friends. We love you. And we just want to go out here worshiping the God of everything that we have. Somebody say his name, Yahweh. Pastor Charles, I know you here somewhere. I don't know if I'm supposed to announce something, but I feel the presence of God in this place right now. I love y'all so much. And I believe that God is going to do something specific as we do the ordinary. Amen. Amen.
Thank you so much for watching this message. We pray that it encouraged you. Here at Transformation Church, our vision is to represent God to the lost and the found for transformation in Christ. And if you would like to partner with us in giving, you can text GIVE to 828282, or you can visit on our website. Also, be sure to subscribe and check out all the other incredible sermons available. Now, go out and live a transformed life.